Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming soul realm problems. Remember, we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit. We have a soul made up of our will, intellect, emotions. We live in a physical body. The battleground with the enemy is in the area of the soul. This is why we've got to get our soul prospering. And remember, your general prosperity and health is all tied into the prosperity of your soul. We talked about the fact that when you sin, you wrong your own soul. If you touch unclean things, you break covenant fellowship with the Lord, and you are wronging your soul and giving place to the enemy, you're going to cut off the presence of God in your life. If you are discouraged because of the way, their soul was much discouraged because of the way of the Lord, and they begin to speak against God. Don't ever speak against God. God's ways are right, and His ways are going to lead you into the way of victory. We also saw where they vowed a vow, but then and they didn't do His word. They broke His word, and they were not carrying out what they were supposed to do. What happens when you vow a vow unto the Lord, or you give your word to someone? You are actually binding your soul with a bond. Carry out what you say. Also, we saw where Delilah pressed Samson daily with her words, continually wearing him down until he yielded to the temptation. The enemy will use the same tactics against you, coming against you continually to wear you down to the place where you would yield to the temptation of the enemy. Watch that you resist the enemy and do not allow him to continually bring these things against you and press you daily with words or thoughts or negativism against you. We also saw the fact that Hannah was bitter in her soul because she didn't have the promise of God, but she prayed, came to the Lord, and God answered and responded, and she got the promise. We need to be looking to God and praying the Word of God and knowing that He is going to bring forth the promise. He will bring it forth because the promises are yea, and in Him, amen. Do not let your soul get bitter. Job was complaining in the bitterness of his soul. He gave place to the devil. And we saw the fact that if you are allowing bitterness of soul to come in, then you actually are allowing sin in the camp. Remember that scripture in Isaiah 38, where the guy was oppressed, and he said he was going to go softly all of his years in the bitterness of his soul. He'd resigned to the situation he was in. He was going to accept the oppression and just stay in the bitterness of his soul. But the answer was God, in love to his soul, delivered it from the pit of corruption because he cast all of his sins behind his back. What caused him to get into the bitterness of soul? Sin in the camp. Sin in our life. A lot of times it's just sins of the way we react to situations. Many of us, we've been a victim of other people's sin against us, and it's caused injury or damage. And if we get bitter over that, that bitterness of soul will rob you of the peace of God. You've got to watch you don't let bitterness or hatred or anger or these kind of things, unforgiveness or react to rejection or feeling inferior. All these things are going to damage your soul. Do not let yourself be hopeless, discouraged, or down, or depressed, or full of worry or anxiety. These things are causing damage to your soul. And this is actually areas of sin in our life, because if we were doing the word, we would not allow these things to be occurring in our life. In Job 19, verse 2, he says, "How long will you vex my soul and break me in pieces with words?" Words have a power. Words of others can affect you and vex your soul. Don't listen to people that are going to speak negative. Get away from them. Don't let people be used of the devil. Always forgive the person. Separate the sin from the person. Realize the devil's working through them. And don't let the devil continually come at you to vex your soul. And we saw in the Psalms, we were looking at how many were risen against them and how they were increased that troubled them. And they were saying, "There was no help for you. We say of your soul, there's no help for you." Don't ever believe that lie from the devil. There is help. There is deliverance. There is healing. There is restoration. Our God is a God who will come on the scene and come and deliver you, heal you, help you, and bring you out of trouble in your life. He's our shield, remember, and when you pray, He's going to hear you and He's going to come on the scene and bring forth victory. How long, they were talking about, how long is my soul going to be sore vexed? How long before you deliver my soul? It's going to be as long as you come to the place of getting in the Word and start doing the Word and repenting and turning away from sin and dealing with sin in your life and casting out the spirits and driving everything out of your life that would affect your soul adversely. You need to cast all the spirits out and get cleansed of everything that's come in the soul from the damage that has been done in the past. Notice what he's trying to do in Psalm 7. It talks about how he was trying to tear his soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there's none to deliver. God wants you to realize that the enemy's attacks against you are trying to tear your soul apart. And this happens in so many people's lives. They feel like they're just torn apart in every which way. This is the effect of the enemy's attacks against you. But praise God, the good news is there is one to deliver you. Jesus is the deliverer, and He will set you free. Psalms 13, verse 2. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart? Daily. This guy was having continual sorrow, and he was not dealing with a situation because the enemy was exalted over him. And he's saying, how long? Well, praise God, in the New Testament, we have authority over the devil. We don't have to put up with that sorrow. We don't have to put up with the enemy exalted over us because sorrow is coming from the devil. Instead, we can get in the Word and start doing the Word and come against him and drive him out of our life. Psalms 42, verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. If you're cast down, depressed, feel hopeless, the answer is hope in God. Where's that going to come from? From the Word. God's Word brings forth hope. You need to start praising Him for His help. He is your hope. He will come on the scene and bring you out of bondage. He goes on and says, my soul's cast down within me. Therefore, I'll remember thee from the land of Jordan. He talks about saying unto God, my rock, you're the one who's going to bring me out. But then he says, why hast thou forgotten me? I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy. You don't have to put up with the oppression of the enemy. God will come on the scene. Others say, where is God? Where is the Lord? I'll tell you, God is right there with you, and He's wanting you to rise up with the authority He's given you. He's wanting you to start releasing your faith and start speaking the Word of God. Start using the name of Jesus. Start coming against the enemy and driving him out of every area of your life so you can be set free. Again, in verse 11, he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I'll yet praise Him who is the help of my countenance. Do not let your soul be cast down. If it's being cast down, being disquieted, being discouraged, then the answer is start getting in the Word, hope in Him, and start praising Him for the victory. In Psalms 54, verse 2, he says, hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth, for strangers have risen against me, and oppressors seek after my soul, and they have not set God before them. Well, God's your helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He'll come on the scene. The oppressors that seek after you, God will help you. Remember, this is the devil, these demonic spirits that are working to try to come against you. In Psalms 56, verse 5, it says this, every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. Every day they're trying to get to your words. You know, the devil wants you to speak negative words. He knows death and life are in the power of the tongue. He knows that if you pour grace into your lips, God will bless you forever. He wants you to get corrupt communication coming out of your mouth. He wants you to be thinking negative as well. He brings those negative thoughts against you. This is the work of the devil. It goes on in verse 6 and says, they gather themselves together. That's the demons. They hide themselves. They don't want you to know what they're doing. They just want to bring you into bondage. These are his wiles. This is the wiles of the devil. We need to be not ignorant of his devices. They will hide themselves. It says they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. This is the way the devil works. He's trying to get to your words, trying to get to your thoughts. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They'll mark your steps. they will watch out for and stalk you in your life to look for opportunities to get to you. Now, it shouldn't make you paranoid about the enemy. If our eyes were open to the realm of the Spirit, you'd see angels and demons everywhere. But praise God, we have the angels of God that will protect us. And praise God, they will fight our battles for us. The enemy waits for our soul, but praise God, God's the one who will keep us. He is the bishop over our souls, the overseer. And if we'll walk in the ways of the Word and do His Word, we will come out on top. Get in the Word of God. Start thinking on His Word. Don't let the devil get to your thoughts. Speak the Word of God only and resist that enemy. Do not let him get to your soul. He's waiting for an opportunity, but if you don't give place to him, he will not be able to work. Instead, fill yourself up with the Word, walk in the Spirit with a spiritual mind renewed to the truth, and be a hearer and a doer of the Word, and you will overcome in your life. We're going to talk more on the next broadcast. See you then. God bless. As I close the program today,